Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at doing things for the people in our lives and what our everyday acts of kindness can do for the people around us and also, more importantly, for ourselves and our own well-being. So the research actually shows that people who frequently give to others in their community experience not only a heightened sense of connection to other people, but are actually happier and more resilient overall, more likely to experience the good things in life because they have been able to give back to others. Research also shows that this is true whether or not the giver actually witnesses the outcome of their own generosity. So the payoff and the benefits of giving are actually present for the giver regardless of seeing the outcome for the receiver. And the payoffs and benefits for the giver are just as great as they are for the receiver. In a nutshell, when you give to yourself as well as others, and both people benefit. It's a win-win situation. We love those on Mind Games. So giving to others can actually help us feel a lot better about ourselves and our own place in the world as well. So really, really closely linked to our own experience of well-being and our own experience of meaning and purpose in our own lives. So recently, Stephanie Dowrick, the famous author, actually published a book which encouraged people to think beyond the random acts of kindness that we've so often been told to perform in our lives and start to actually consider and invest in some real calculated aspects of kindness. And so I thought we would look at some ways to do that this week on Mind Games, some ways you can incorporate this into your own world. So one of the ways that this might work and this might look is to actually sit down and develop a bit of a kindness calendar. So in every week, think about and put into the calendar, into the smartphone, into the diary on the computer, one act that you're going to do, which is a generous act towards someone else. It could be a stranger, it could be a loved one. And have a think about what those acts might be. It might be something like do something for a friend that needs doing, offer to mow a lawn. It might be paying a busker and standing there and encouraging other people to listen to this great performer. It might be paying a compliment to a stranger in the street. And by doing some of these things, you're actually helping to make someone else's day and helping to make your own as well. But the important thing is that sometimes we actually have to lock these things in for ourselves and make it a concerted activity rather than a random act. Committing either time or money to charity is another thing that's really, really important. Some research has shown that people who give, particularly to charitable causes and feel a connection with those causes, actually have more chance of feeling good about themselves and their place in the world. So consider doing that on a weekly or monthly basis. And just explore the number of opportunities that you may actually have in your life and actually give yourself credit for those places where you do give and you are generous and get the results and get the feel-good factor from the things that you're already doing, because most of us are actually doing great things to the people and for the people in our lives, and we need to sometimes give ourselves a little bit of a pat on the back for that. So calculate some kindness this week on Mind Games.